Page test valve. So we're on the. He's going through the various statements about what it means not to make tfilosoi kva. Don't make your prayer a set or permanent. So the first was it shouldn't be a masui, meaning a burden. On the contrary, he says it should be actually the relief of a burden, the unburdening of the self. The second statement, which was it has to be said baloshem tachanunim as a supplication. The idea there was that it should be an expression of my being an oved or an eved of Hashem. It should not only be about my spiritual satisfaction and my psychological needs, because then it's very self-centered and that's not appropriate. So that's part of it, but it's not totally, that's not all of it. And it also has to be with the realization that you are setting yourself up klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an eved and the rav, the slave and the master. And so therefore it's beloshen tachanunim. So, you know, the post can say like the holding of the hands, some people like hold their hands as if you are begging for something, so to speak, as opposed to a haughty posture, right? It's nukva, you know, that type of thing is not, right? So that was the second view, right? And then the third, which we didn't get up to, was Rabbi Rav Yosef. So that's on the second last paragraph on the page. Rabbi Rav Yosef, to Amrei Tarvayhu, kol she'eni yochel l'chadesh ba'davar. When is it considered kva, which is not good? If you can't have anything new in the tefillah. Ein dai b'mashi yislave ha'ara shalakara b'ga'on Hashem yisbarach im ahergesh ativi apnimi ha'mu'ulo shalo nefesh. His language is... Right, it's not enough that accompanied by the recognition of the greatness of Hashem, which we already mentioned through the Shvach, etc., and combined with the inner feeling of a desire to make contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough. Rather, tzarish ha'seichel yispashet b'pu'olosav yosa min ahergesh. The intellect has to hear, act even beyond or more than emotion. Achutia yia yuchel l'chadesh ba'davar mitzar ha'seichel ha'barur. That is to say, that he has to have the clarity of mind to be able to think of something new. So what exactly does it mean by thinking of something new? We'll say, milvada hargasha ha'pnimis, aside from the inner emotion. Then he can have the new insight, the new idea, and that will be combined with the inner emotion, the natural inner emotion, to pray with holy feelings. So, just to outside a little bit, what he means here is that when you daven, right, if it's exactly the same every single day, literally nothing new in the tefillah, so then he says it's just a matter of a pure emotional type of, or worse, it could be just rote. Right? But even if it's not just by rote, if you're not what was the term? An orthobot? Someone once pointed out. It's an off-the-derech term. They refer to people as orthobots. Orthodox, a robot, right? Basically, just doing it. It's a great term, actually. Yeah. So that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about someone who's a little bit above orthobot. He's talking about someone who is who's doing has a hergesh, has a feeling of in his tefillah. But he says that also, aside from the feeling, there's also got to be the seichel. And one of the signs that the seichel is involved is that you have a new, either something new that you are including in the tefillah, or some new insight into the meaning of the tefillah. So that would be evidence that the seichel. That would be evidence that the seichel is somehow involved. Interesting, in the school of the Hasidic school of thought of Parshischa and Kotsk and Ishbitz and stuff, the 19th century Hasidim of that school, they felt that every day there has to be some type of chidush, something new, either in your learning or in your avodas Hashem. Apparently, I think it was the Kotzker, was walking his students, he used to fine them if they couldn't say something new. Like, they're walking, and say, so anyone have something new to say? So if you had nothing new to say, right, you get a fine to pay one kopeck or whatever it was. So Rav Yitzchak of Vorka was walking with him, famous Hasidic rabbi, and he says, you have something you learned today? He says, of course. He says, so what's your chiddush? So he says, I don't learn in order to make chiddushim. I learn because the Torah, because Lishma. So Koska's, you know, I like what you said, no fine. No, it was good enough. He says, today I'll let you get away with that. Right? So they felt, because what he felt was that the worst thing was, in the words of the Mickey Rosen, his biographer of Rav Simcha Ben Parshista, the worst thing for the Kotzker was not to be authentic. And he says, and if it's just a leftover from yesterday, then it's not authentic. It's inertia. So he says, inertia, you can't have inertia in Torah, you can't have inertia in relationships, you can't have inertia in tefillah. There's got to be something new. In fact, I think it was the Ishbitzer, when he had split with the Kotzker, so he came out of the study, someone asked him, what did the Rebbe say? He said, everyone knew that this was it. It was over at this point, because he said, nothing new. Nothing new. If there's nothing new, that means it's over. It's over. Right? So the... But that's one of the reasons, by the way, the Kotzker felt also that it has to be authentic. He says that he actually believed in davening quickly, not to ponder too long or to dwell at too much length, because he said it is much, much better that every single word should be focused, even though it's faster, than to have a time when you are wandering or drifting or your inertia through it. He says, all in all, he feels that if a person's a long, lengthy Shemoneh Esrei, he says, then there's a greater chance of mind wandering, right? So,
I would have to say the opposite. I would have to say that if you're going to have a very quick Amidah, it's much more likely you're just rushing through it and you're not really concentrating.
No, he's saying focus on every word, focus on every word, but do it, but don't focus on it like really in a lengthy fashion. In other words, as opposed to the person saying, the Aria Kaplan 7 seconds type thing, right? And he says there's a greater chance of your mind wandering, as opposed to simple meaning, Baruch Tashem, right? So he said, and that's, I guess, look, it's a very much an individual thing. But sometimes, I'm governing from the Omud this year a lot. Because in Avel for my mother, Leoshon. So I'm always looking around, right, to see if there's a minyan before I start Chazor Shashatz. So I can't help noticing people who are long Shemoneh Esreis, much longer than mine, which is not hard, but, and they're like standing there, eyes open, looking around the room, right, with a lengthy Shemoneh Esreis. That's a contradiction. It's not possible to be focused on the Shemoneh Esrei if your eyes are open and you're looking around the room. If you're looking at the sitter, you can focus. If your eyes are closed, you can focus. But if you're like, and I can't tell if the guy's finished Shemoneh Esrei or not, right? I look at him and he's like ignoring me, and then still. Right. I guess that's the point. But I mean, I'm ranting a little bit, but. I think it's part of the job. But anyway, that's what he's saying. Al ze amar Rab Zeira yechilna lechidushi ba milsa. I feel that I'm able to be mechadesh something, some new, either a pshat or an insight or a request, right? Or something that I'm thanking Hashem for. It doesn't matter what it is, right? It could be some minor thing that happened and I realize, you know what? I should thank Hashem that Baruch Hashem, that the schedule worked out like, wow. That was great. Yeah, and I didn't, right? Or something which, I do need help here. Or something like, oh, whatever it happens to be. Right? Ki godel hergesh lomana etzlos ha-seichel miteit nuvosoi lefi matzav hayom v'ashah. The greatness of his hergesh, of his emotional intensity, did not prevent his intellect from also operating. So sometimes you can have, I'm thinking of the Sufis. The Sufi Muslims are very mystical Muslims. They're one of the ways that they worship and they pray is they have the whirling dervishes. You ever seen those? Right, they spin around. They spin themselves to music into a trance, right? Or they'll just...
Pretty easy.
Huh?
Pretty easy to get into a trance, just get dizzy.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Right, but they also chant God's name, and you know, they sit around, and I there's a lot of hergesh there. I don't know how much seichel there is in that. In other words, is there an intellectual component? I don't know any Sufis well at all, actually. Right, but sometimes a person can get into the hergesh part and can lose the seichel aspect of it. And that's sort of Cook is saying there's got to be a bit of a balance. You know, you can be a great Karlbach minion. Right, and it's kuloi hergesh, but there's also got to be, what he's saying is, there's got to be ultimately also the seichel involved. Omnam kevin sha seichel sof kol sof einen kol kach tivi k'mar hergesh. Right, the intellect is not quite as a natural an expression as is the feelings. Al kein ama mistafina dilma mitardina. He said, I'm worried that I might become torah. In other words, I might get carried away in the seichel. My intellect will extend beyond where my feelings go. Okay, so if I already start thinking about something new, some new idea, some new insight, or whatever it is, then I might actually, my intellect may continue that path, which it tends to do, and then it'll a type of like the hergesh is running behind, wait for me, right, and it's not catching up. And therefore, I will leave. The essence of tefillah. Al kein hiniach mokam lehergesh atov levado, but siruf aseichel hamislavi imo. He says, I left room for the seichel just by one idea, one thing, one word, one insight, one just a almost like to be yotzer, right? And so I want it to be accompanied, but siruf aseichel hamislavi imo, but without extending it to the point where I'm going to lose the I guess the emotional momentum. So I'm not sure if I'm making sense here, there is, we sometimes feel that I'm in a Karlbach minion. I love Karlbach minion. Friday night usually daven with Karlbach minion. When I wasn't at Avel, I was leading it, but it's also important there that it's not just hergesh. I'm just a whirling dervish, just a woo. Right, etc. So I've also got to be thinking about the words, and with an intellectual component. If I'm only the intellectual thinking of the words, there's no hergesh. It's also not good. So Rabbi Yochanan, who is it? Rabbi Zeira is saying that my seichel is yechilna lechadesh badavar. I'm able to be mechadesh one thing, but there's also the hergesh. So that's our introduction of Rav Kook. So I think we're going to actually go next week to actual text of the tefillah, like enough of the introduction, text of the tefillah, and we'll start with Moed Ani. Okay, so that's due on Monday, the Ezer Hashem.
Have a great Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos.